The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
News Talk's own Sue Murphy is on the soapbox today to talk about mum guilt. Is that right? What is mum
guilt? Yeah, well, like, I know it's kind of, it feels like it's an American phrase, you know, mom guilt.
Mom guilt.
Mom guilt. But yeah, it's that feeling of never feeling like you're doing the right thing despite doing your best at all times and going full tilt all the time at that. So I think every mother suffers from that in some way or another.
When did you start suffering mum guilt?
The day my daughter was born.
The day she was born?
Yeah. I remember watching a video actually that was a mother talking about how she started to experience it 20 minutes after her daughter was born. I was like, yeah, I understand that. So my little girl was born in 2020. I had a hemorrhage in the delivery room. I lost an awful lot of blood. I had two blood transfusions over the next 2 days. I was very ill. But when I went down to the labour ward, I went to go to the toilet and I passed out in the bathroom. I was found on the floor by a consultant and by two nurses who were all trying to, like, they didn't want to move me. They thought something was genuinely wrong. And
was genuinely wrong.
Well, more than usual. I was wheeled back into the labour ward, but my poor mother was sitting there with a horrified look on her face, who didn't know what was happening. But after 4 or 5 days of not sleeping, I wasn't eating, I eventually handed over my child to one of the night nurses to say, I have to sleep, or I just can't keep going here. And that was a good 4 days after sleep, I think. I had her on the Sunday and it was Wednesday and I still hadn't slept. And I remember when they took her away, texting my husband going,
sorry, were you not sleeping because of the health difficulties you were dealing with, or because she was keeping you awake?
She was, you know that thing when a newborn baby's born where they think night is day and day is night?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, bringing you right back there. So she would sleep all day when my husband was in the ward, and then my husband would leave at 9 o'clock and she would wake.
He'd go home and think, gosh, she's a dream baby.
Isn't she fantastic? She sleeps all day. Yeah, so I didn't have, it was a good four nights. I thought I was going crazy. I really did. Like, on night four, I was like, I just can't do this anymore. And the night nurse, and they don't have, like, if you're in the rotunda on one of the public wards, they don't have the capacity to do that. They don't have the capacity to take the baby off you. But she took her off me for 4 hours. I remember she said to me, I'm going to be like, bring her back at 6 a.m. And I remember the horror, like 2 a.m., no sleep, horrified that I couldn't look after my child. I was like, I'm a terrible mother. This is terrible. I can't lie down here and go sleep. But she's, and then at one point I heard crying. In a baby ward, of course, you're going to be crying. And I went down the hall to go say, you know, it was, and she was sleeping soundly in the room. The nurse was like, will you please go back to bed? But I was like, I'm clearly not doing my best here. I'm not looking after my child.
Do you still feel that way about that incident?
No, actually. I look back on it now and I'm like, it's the oxygen mask thing on the plane. You know, that thing that they always say, you need to put on your own mask before you can look after everyone else. But like, I wasn't going to be able to look. She was breastfeeding. I wasn't going to be able to look after her unless I looked after myself. But that at that time, I thought I was doing the wrong thing. Now, I still beat myself up about it. Don't get me wrong, because I was looking around at all the other mothers in the ward going, why are they all able to do it? Mm. Everyone seems to be fine and they're coping okay. I don't seem to be going, like, that illusion that you think everyone's coping okay. You don't know what's going on with other people's lives either. Mm. But I was convinced that it was my fault and that I wasn't coping. So that was, that was the first time I remember it.
So that was the first time. How does it manifest now, mom guilt? What ways do you feel, what questions do you ask yourself?
For me, I took a list of questions down that I had thought in a 5 minute period. I'll read them out for you in a second.
Oh God, right.
but I think it's that thing of never feeling like you're in the right place and doing the right thing for everyone at the right time. So you never, if you're at home, you feel like you should be in work. If you're in work, you feel like you should be at home. If you're not with your friends, you feel like you should be with your friends. You're with your friends, you're like, oh, I'm out, I shouldn't be home. You're never present in that moment. You're always worrying about the next thing or the other thing that's happening could be happening at the time, or you're always trying to predict what's going on. And I this isn't an attack men thing, because like, my husband is brilliant, and he, you know, I think modern dads are so much better than dads of, you know, my father's generation. They do muck in and they do take care of the kids. Not like you're babysitting your children or anything like that, but I think women are much worse at giving themselves a hard time about it. Mm. Like, if I go out, I'm watching the clock, I'm like, oh, I've been gone for 2 hours now.
Yeah,
should I be going home? like, how is everyone okay there? You know, and like, no offence to my husband, he's brilliant, but he'll go out and he won't text me every 5 minutes going, is everything okay? Like, why do I feel the need to do that? I need to be able to trust him as much as he, you know, it's kind of unfair on him to do that as well, you know?
Why do you feel this way?
Why do I feel this way? I don't know. I think it's in, I definitely think there's an aspect of career mothers that are, I don't, it's not the thing of trying to do it all. I don't want to say that because I'm not out there going, I can do it all. That's, I'm surviving. And I'm working 4 days a week and my shifts are early and my husband's are late and it's just trying to manage all of the stuff that's in between. But I definitely feel like managing a full-time career and looking after two, my kids are 4 and 2 now, looking after two small children. I really don't know how other people do it. More than that, I really don't. And your producer, Claire, has twins. And I honestly, two at one time.
Lunacy.
I just my heart goes out there. Like, I just don't know how people do it like that. But, you know, a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, they're full on. And they're full of energy and they never stop and they're going. So, you know, it's that thing of like, you don't feel like you're doing a good job anywhere you go. You feel like you're half-assing it everywhere because there's so much on and you never stop. And we're getting to the stage now, and you know this stage, there's football training and they're going to dancing and all this kind of stuff, and you've got to get to the gym and there's dinners that have to be done, and you're like, oh my God, am I feeding them? Okay, I've got my big long list of questions that I
read. But do you think you're maybe projecting some of this onto the fact that you've got the career as well that you're working? What I get into that is, you weren't working when you first started feeling mom guilt. You were in the hospital, which would suggest maybe that even if you were in the lucky position, like some people are, to give it up, you might manifest.
Oh yeah. And I mean,
and then you would, then the answer to the question wouldn't be, oh, because they've got work and it's hard and you're trying to do everything. So then what would the answer be?
Yeah, I genuinely think there's always something, and there's always a reason we're giving ourselves a hard time. And I don't know why women give themselves such a hard time about these things. We're always trying our best. But there's like, it really came up in the last couple of weeks. I have two friends, two in very different situations. One has decided she's going to be a stay-at-home mother. The other works full-time. They are both giving themselves separately a hard time. The woman who's staying at home, every time she says, we're staying at home, she explains why she's staying at home to everyone. She says, oh, you know, I stay at home because, you know, we're able to do that. Like, he has a really good, like, you don't have to justify yourself. I wonder why she does it. And I really want to say to her, just do what you need to do. And then the other side thinks, I'm never at home. I can't look at it. This is terrible. I'm a terrible mother because I'm not at home and I'm not looking after my child. And they're in two very different situations and they're constantly giving themselves a hard time about it. So I really do think women give themselves such a hard time.
And is that born, do you think, of biology, or is that born of society?
I think it's a mixture of everything. And I definitely think that social media has not helped at all. I think there's, like, looking at Instagram, you look at Facebook, you look at all these mothers who are, and you're like, oh my God, they're bringing, look at them, they have 25 kids and they're bringing them to that thing for the day. I can't do that. I can't go outside the front door. Why can't I do that? What am I doing wrong? Or, you know, that lunchbox looks perfect. Oh my God, did I even give Julia lunch today? Does Julia have a lunch? Like, and then you're on to the next thing of panic. But it's just this thing of, like, always trying to be the, I don't want to say perfect, but it's always trying to do the right thing, I feel. And that if you don't get there, or it's not perfect, like, the thing that I always say is, like, the family tradition is one of the things I always put on the list of, like, when we got to Christmas and I was like, this is one of our family traditions. And I was like, oh my God, I don't have a family tradition. Are we supposed to have a family tradition? Is this meant to be something that happens? I should go and really find out about that. Actually, we need
tradition. Are you telling me, Sue, you don't have a family tradition at Christmas?
No, I do now.
Oh my God.
But, like, you know,
your poor children too.
Exactly. Like, but, like, what the hell is that about? Like,
I know.
I'd sit there for days going, what can we do as a family that we'll do every year for the rest of our lives? And we all do it. And the kids look back and go, isn't this wonderful? We do this every year.
Your family tradition is putting a tree up and Santa comes. I mean, is that not family tradition enough?
And now it's
who cares that if someone else does it too?
Yeah, I'm going to read out the list.
Go on, read out the list.
Just 5 minutes, and I just think that women are just, I'm going to read fast.
You think women at home, this will chime?
Yes.
Okay.
I just think, am I bringing them out enough? Do they play enough? Is there enough books in their lives? That child over there can do algebra. I'm clearly doing something wrong. How in God's name did that mom get her child to eat broccoli? Am I overfeeding her? Will she hate me for the rest of her life because I gave her a scoop of ice cream? I lost my temper there. They're going to be permanently scarred. I didn't go to that work lunch. Will everyone think I'm a terrible colleague? Does my husband still love me? I don't really pay attention to him a lot. Jesus, I didn't sign her up for that school. She's one now. I'm too late. Why is my house never clean? How has that woman got a white carpet? Are they watching too much TV? Do I play with them enough? Oh, I've done a full circle there. Family traditions. God, I don't do that. We need a family tradition. What's my best friend like now? I've let them all down. Sure, I never talk to them. Yay, I'm out. God, I really should be at home.
These are the questions you've put yourself on a daily basis.
It's not me. These are the questions all mothers ask themselves on a daily basis. And that's
in a very short. Sounds exhausting.
I literally sat down at my laptop last night and I wrote that down as I was thinking about it.
Is it exhausting?
Yeah, exhausting. It's exhausting. And I really, the reason I was saying it was, I'd love to like say to all the women I know, and I'm as hard on myself. So I when I do this to other women, I'm like, you know, just have more confidence and just have to do this. And then I'm like, I can't do it myself. But I definitely think, if we just accept that enough is good enough, we'll be doing a whole lot better. I really do think so. I think women just give themselves such a hard time.
Sue, thanks a million for joining us.
No problem.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.